This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, true story. I was in LA interviewing for a job at Marketplace a while ago, anyway, and I was standing in a Barnes & Noble in Santa Monica, and the power went out. All of it. Cash registers, lights, the whole deal. A then-new phenomenon known as rolling blackouts. And it seems we have come full circle, because for the first time in almost 20 years, an intense statewide heat wave has transformers out here frying, and the state's electrical grid operator doing those blackouts to prevent even more overload. Millions have been left in the dark for short periods over the last couple of days, but the question has to be, why all these years on is California still not able to handle spiking demands of a summer heat wave? Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
Tori Amoscato was practicing scales on her electric piano in her Los Angeles apartment when all of a sudden the sound just stopped.
Power went out around 4 o'clock on Saturday, and it didn't come on for another 20 hours.
She assumed it was a scheduled blackout in her neighborhood, but her outage was due to a busted transformer.
We call these heat storms for a reason.
Jeff Smith is a spokesperson for PG&E, one of the main providers of electricity in California. He says when temperatures don't drop at night as much as they normally do, power lines can be taxed to a breaking point. But most of the 250,000 customers who didn't have power this weekend were without it because the California Independent System Operator, CAISO, told PG&E and other electricity providers to shut off power to decrease load. Leah Stokes at the University of California, Santa Barbara, thinks that the grid operator might have been too conservative.
The amount of extra power that we had on the grid was really big and very manageable. So I think that it seems like the grid operator jumped the gun in terms of being a little paranoid.
Governor Gavin Newsom has called for an investigation, saying regulators didn't provide enough notice and failed Californians in not providing reliable power. CAISO declined an interview request, but Michael Wara at Stanford says CAISO was paranoid for a reason. If the grid operator had not been conservative, the consequences for the western United States could have been catastrophic.
If California were to have a true crisis, an unplanned system outage, that would not stay in California.
Power outages would spread to states like Nevada, Arizona, and Oregon. Those states bordering California are closely connected in the western grid. Wara says the real problem right now in California isn't a lack of energy supply. It's an old, inefficient grid. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.